Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
In order to begin, we will open our Bibles to the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. The classic teaching of Jesus on the fundamentals of faith. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is where I learned it from my mentor, Kenneth Hagin. Mark, praise God, chapter 11. We won't go into all the details, but we will too. Now, Jesus, verse 11, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he looked around about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he stayed there all day, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Why didn't he do anything? First things first. He said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. The Father didn't say anything, and so he didn't say or do anything. He just walked through that temple and observed. Went back to Bethany and stayed all night. Then on his way to the temple, where he tore down the money changers. Now he knew what to do, but not the day before. That's a big thing about faith.
Amen.
Don't be in all that big a hurry.
Amen.
There's a saying among the aviation community. In 99.9% of the emergencies, stop and wind your watch before you do something stupid. You just be still and see what's actually going on. Now, of course, you get an engine fire. You've already memorized that. You know what to do with that. You do all of that, and then you stop and wind your watch. Now, what do we do? That's what Jesus did in that temple. Then on his way, he saw a fig tree afar off having great leaves. In that part of the world, when you have leaves on the tree, the figs are supposed to be there. And if it's not time for the figs yet, then you should have some figs left. The Classic Amplified explains it. The King James does not. But now I want you to notice something here. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereupon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. You see, yet is it in italics?
Yes.
Forget the yet. Anyway, and like I said, go to the Classic Amplified and read it. Jesus answered and said to it, now wait a minute here. What do you mean, sir? You are talking to a tree. No, he wasn't. He answered a tree. The trees spoke first. That's small, but it's huge. It's part of the fundamentals. That pain said something to me.
Come on.
And if you will stop and think about it, you have already done this, or you know somebody that did. Oh, I'll tell you, my old back's talking to me this morning. Mm. Well, talk back.
Mm. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Talk to it. Peter's mother-in-law is sick of a great fever. Jesus spoke to the fever before he touched her. He rebuked the fever, and then he took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left immediately.
Amen.
See, these little small things, hey, they're huge. They're part of the laws. And suddenly you're going from just ordinary mathematics, you just stepped over into algebra and trig and so forth. And those mathematical regimens are not hard if you know the law.
Amen.
Our kids go to such a great private school. And it's just a great school. It's a Christian school. And I mean, in high school, I mean, these kids are doing trig. And, you know, I had trouble with 2 + 2. I didn't like math at all. But I had to use it. But thank God for calculators.
Yeah.
I asked one of them, I said, what about this? She said, well, I enjoy it. She said, I didn't for a while until I learned the laws. Then it all just fit together. You learned the laws and then it was easy. You learn the laws of the Spirit, and then faith is easy.
Yes.
You learn the law of sickness and disease, and then healing is easy. When you begin to find out that healing is not a mystery, I don't believe in healing. Really? You don't believe in it? Well, isn't that amazing? Why do you go to the doctor? Well, I mean, I don't believe in that God healing. Really? Then you don't believe your body gets well on its own? Well, that's just my body. Well, who made your body? Well, nobody made my body. Yes, somebody did. Did you have a mother or daddy, or did you just fall out of the sky?
Amen.
Come on. You believe in healing. You just don't know you do. But then you begin to learn.
Yes.
And the more you know, the more you find out you don't know. And that makes you want to know more.
Yes.
And then you get hungry to know.
Yes.
Now, and I learned this very simple thing. Supernatural healing by the anointing of God doesn't change the healing process. Did you see that surgeon shake his head? It doesn't change the process. It just speeds it up. It's the same process. I've had things, of course, it took the natural time to do it. I've also had it take almost no time at all. But it was the same process. Now then, so. Now listen to what Jesus said. They said, he cursed that fig tree, and they came back in the morning. They passed by. They saw the fig tree dried up by the roots. Now, you know good and well Peter looked at that tree the night before. On the way home, he's going to check that tree out because he's the one that spoke up here. And he's bold, man. He's going to say something. So look at this. Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Back up to the 20th verse. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That is a major faith insight. Faith doesn't start on the outside. It goes on the inside. And in most cases, it's a while before you see the results come to the outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the way it works. Because the spirit man is on the inside, and faith is generated in the spirit. It's not generated in the mind. It's not generated in the body. It's generated in the spirit. So, Jesus answered them. He didn't say anything about that fig tree. He said, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. And I like the way, I don't remember now, what Greek scholar told Brother Hagin this. I didn't bother to look into it. But he said, have the God kind of faith. Well, if it's the faith of God, it has to be the God kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, how'd you get born again in the first place? By faith, grace and faith. Mm-hmm. It was the gift of God. It was God's faith.
Yes.
You didn't have any. But faith came. Where did it come from? It came from God. It's God's faith. That's God's faith on the inside of you right now.
Amen.
If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're using the God kind of faith. It works exactly with the same rules His works with.
Amen.
Jesus didn't have one kind of faith and you and I have some other kind of faith. It's the faith of God. There's only one kind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now there's natural human faith. You have to have that. You had that tonight when you sat down in that seat, you had to believe it would hold you up. And I've sat down in some church seats that I wondered if I was going to make it if I sat down in that rickety thing. Amen. But you had confidence here.
Yeah.
I remember I promised God when John and Kelly were born that I would never, ever in any way even use fear to jump out and scare them. I'm not going to introduce them to fear. I'm not going to work with them in fear, with fear, because fear is the exact opposite of faith.
Amen.
Fear of a dangerous animal or a snake is faith in that snake's ability to kill you.
Amen.
It's faith on the backside.
Amen.
So you better have some faith in the fact a truck can kill you.
Amen.
So I took both of them out. Out in the driveway. I said, all right, see that car? You like it? Kelly said, yeah. John said, yeah. I said, this is nice, isn't it? Yes, it is. I said, boy, one of these days you're going to want to drive one of these. So are you, Kelly. And Daddy will help you. I'll help you do it. But I don't want to show you something. Look at the size of that thing. I said, kids, this thing squashed you like a bug. So the thing you need to do, you need to be watching where you go. Because they're wonderful. Cars are great and they're fun and they're fine. But you need to respect them. You don't need to be afraid of them. You need to respect them and stay out of the way.
Amen.
And watch where you're going. That's the way you teach. You don't teach the fear, you teach the faith. That's the fundamentals. So what did he say? Verily I say unto you, whosoever. Whosoever. Faith is a whosoever thing. It works exactly the way Jesus used it. It's his faith. He got his faith from God. Just like we got our faith from Him.
Amen.
It's the same basic fundamentals. And here it is right here. Whosoever shall say. He started off with a saying.
Yeah.
Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, those words which he said, those are the things he says, they're words.
Yes.
That those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. He brought the mouth in it first. He brought the heart in it next. Not doubt in your heart. Not your brain, but your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you stay with that. You will have what you say.
Amen.
And it goes all the way through the Bible. It's believed in the heart and said with the mouth. And then stay with it. But then comes verse 24. This is a kicker. Therefore I say unto you, Brother Hagin would say, when you see a therefore, stop and see what it's there for. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. What things soever you desire. When you pray, right then, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive.
Amen.
If you have aught against any. The laws of the Spirit is really what we're talking about. Because, dear heart, God is a Spirit. Jesus said that. And they that worship Him in spirit and in truth. And a Spirit created all matter.
Yes.
And He did it by faith.
Amen.
The Scripture says faith works by love. A spiritual law. Because God is love. And He's the creator of all. And He loved you before you ever knew you were you. He knew you before you ever existed.
Yes.
There is this thing called the book of life. Not the Lamb's book of life. It's the book of destinies. And there's no healing. I mean, there's no sickness in it. There's no death in it. God didn't plan any of that. He planned life and more abundant. Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And the Amplified Translation said, and have it in the abundance until it overflows. You ought to be living out of the overflow. And when you take that as literal, you say it, I'm in the overflow. You may not have 15 cents, but in the name of Jesus, in the Spirit, I'm in the overflow. I came home and told, I told Gloria, I said, Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. Where in the world are we ever going to get $10 a month? Well, I had to preach the message to her. Well, now, part of that message was this. I began to study the blessing of Abraham. Well, if I'm going to know the blessing of Abraham, see, I was a scripturally illiterate. I didn't know anything. I didn't have anything to unlearn. I was stupid and knew it. The only thing I knew that I got so thrilled when I found out that God, Jesus died for the ungodly. I thought, boy, I qualified for that. And then I found the scripture, His mercy endures forever. I said, dear God, I got it made. I mean, that's all I knew. But here I began to study, and Abraham was rich. His kinfolks were rich. And then I looked her right in the face. Our favorite song, this is back in the 60s, Julie London. Anybody remember Julie London? And the young ones say, who's she? Here was the song. Our day will come when we'll have everything. I said, girl, that's it. And I got the book. I said, look at this. I said, Gloria, look, Abraham's rich. Do you see this? Abraham is rich. And we're the seed of Abraham. Gloria, my God, we've got the blessing of Abraham. I said, girl, this ain't nothing but a matter of time. We got to looking at that, and we started talking rich, and we started acting rich, and our old clothes weren't any good, but get them clean and sewed up, glory to God. And just keep preaching faith. Just keep preaching prosperity. Glory to God. And I found out that devil is a defeated foe.
Yes.
And I learned something about don't ever let him see you sweat. I'm going to kill you. Really? That'll be the day. Not hardly. Oh, yeah. Put him in his place. Deal with him in faith.
Amen.
Not in the natural.
Amen.
You're no match for him in the natural.
Amen.
But you keep him over in the arena of faith and you will whip him 100% of the time and you just keep resisting him. And James 4:7 says he'll flee.
Amen.
But you first have to submit yourself to God and then you resist the devil. How? By faith. Glory to God. And I speak to him and as far as I'm concerned, you are freed. Because I have it in the covenant book. You're gone.
Amen.
I'm not going to put up with you.
Amen.
Now get out of here. And get your hands off of my children, off my family.
Amen.
I'm not going to put up with you. I'm not going to put up with you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Don't put up with him at all.
That's right.
Don't say, well, you know, I can take a little bit of it. No. The little stuff will get you into trouble again. Well, now, we saw this, and there's many scriptures here, of course. Well, the Lord instructed me to go ahead and read this one, 2 Corinthians 4:13, because out of the mouth of two witnesses let a thing be established. Of course, there's a lot of witnesses to this. But 2 Corinthians, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, man, this fourth chapter is just, you just go through it just line by line and devour it. But you get down to the 13th verse, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that we which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. There's the law. I believe, therefore I speak, and then I know.
Amen.
I believe, and therefore I speak. And once I say it, it's been said.
Amen.
Now go back and re-say it. Amen. That's when you start praising God.
Something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Let me read to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Now listen to verse 8. He says, he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. One of the ways you and I sow to the Spirit is by partnering with ministers and ministries, people, men and women of God who are preaching the Word of God. And if you don't yet have a place where you're sowing into the kingdom of God, go before the Lord and find out if He's got a faith assignment for you in Kenneth Copeland Ministries, if He's got a financial assignment for you alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry. When you sow and when you partner with a ministry like this, you are partnering with a ministry that specializes and focuses on living and walking and talking and fighting by faith. When you sow into this ministry, you are sowing into a ministry that specializes in faith. And we see here from this scripture, when we sow to the Spirit, we reap from the Spirit. Now, many of you watching this broadcast right now, you already are partners with this ministry. And we want you to know, we thank God for you. We bless you. We are praying for you every single day. And you also need to know that your giving has gone to help people all over the world receive the good news of Jesus, from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. That's the power of partnership. And everything that is sent out from KCM is made possible, first of all, by the goodness of God, and secondly, by the faithfulness of the partners of this ministry. And generations of families have been touched and forever changed by the Word of God that's in this broadcast, that goes out in the magazines, through every social media post, through every ministry material. And as you sow financially into this ministry, you can stand believing God to see harvest and miracles as a result of it in your life. We're believing today that as you sow, it's opening up a door of access for God to go to work in your life, your family, and in your finances. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people. We receive it from a heart of faith, a heart of love, and we call them blessed today in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast today and all this week. If you've missed any broadcast this week, or you just want to go back and watch a session again, you can watch them for free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. Let me remind you, go to church this weekend, get together with the family of faith and feed on the Word of God, put His Word into practice, and watch it go to work in your life. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.
You are called to do something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Begin your journey here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn what it means to walk in faith, integrity, and excellence as you develop a strong foundation for your field of ministry.
Preach it, live it, eat it, sleep it, live it, night, day, day and night. Preach the word. Faith in God changes everything.
Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.